You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, tops of the news on this edition is the 1988 National Radio Club Convention. The convention will be held September the 2nd through the 5th and will be held in Milwaukee at the Midway Motor Lodge. That's the one out there at the airport, otherwise known as the Best Western. It's across from the Milwaukee airport, 500 feet south of the Red Carpet Hotel where the NR convention was held. They have an indoor pool, sauna, and a whole lot of extras. To book a room reservation, here is the telephone number to call. Area code 414-769-2100. That's for reservations for National Radio Club and National Radio Club DX Audio Service members only. Don't call the 800 number, as they will not give you the convention rate. Again, that telephone number is area code 414-769-2100. Here are some of the rates for the National Radio Club convention. The rooms, if you want a room which is not by the pool, they're $52 for a single, $60 for a double, and $6 for each additional person in the room. If you want a room which is by the pool, and by the way, they are larger, they're $64 for a single, $70 for a double, and $6 for each additional person in the room. There are a whole bunch of restaurants within easy walking distance from the motel. There's a limo from the airport for those of you that may be flying in. Of course, you can access the convention site via many modes of transportation, via bus, also Amtrak. We also have a buffet-style breakfast on Sunday morning and buffet dinner on Saturday night. That's exactly like we had in Lima, and believe me, that's a good deal. The convention fee has not yet been determined, and as soon as we have that information, we will pass it along to you. Now, as a sidelight to the room reservations, the National Radio Club has booked 30 rooms for this event, and any overflow will be put over to the Motel 8. So if you want your rooms, you better get your reservations in now, because only 30 rooms have been booked. And also as a sidelight, a little information for Phil Wayne. Oh, what a lucky guy. You're a lucky guy. Phil, for your entertainment pleasure during this year's 1988 National Radio Club Convention, Milwaukee will be sponsoring the annual Polish Fest, which will be happening at the same time as the convention, so you can get your bratwurst and your kielbasa out and party hardy in Milwaukee. But seriously, it's a good chance to meet a lot of the members of the club and also meet the editors of the National Radio Club's DX News and also the DX Audio Service, meet all of us. And it's as many of the members will tell you, it's a good time for all. So hope to get to see you at the 1988 National Radio Club Convention, September 2nd through the 5th. Our next issue of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service will be the April Fool's edition. And to some of our new members who don't quite know what this is all about, let me tell you, it's kind of a funny thing. What we do is we do half of the cassette in complete parody about the club, and then the other half, of course, side two is the serious part. But we have a lot of fun putting this together. We take outtakes from the radio, some bloopers and stuff, and combine them with humorous stories and kind of pull your leg a little. So if you have some humorous material you'd like to share with us, you have to get that information to us very, very soon. Otherwise, we can't put it on this edition of the audio service. So if you have a funny story to tell, either put it on cassette for us and we'll dub it off, or what you can do is type it out and we'll read it here and use it on the DX audio service. But don't forget, April Fool's edition is next. Here's a column that we haven't done for a while, and that is the DX Change column. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, All you have to do is drop the information on a piece of paper and send it up to Mike at headquarters. Mike's address is National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Mike's last name is Knitter, spelled K-N-I-T-T-E-R. Now let's get right over to the list. For sale, a very late model R390A, an original desktop cabinet in near-mint condition physically, perfect electrically. Manufactured in 1966, it was one of the last built by Electronics Assistance Corporation. The price, $350 plus shipping. Contact Dick Truax at 3003 Gleason Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299-1617. And his telephone number is area code 502-491-2871. And please call on weekends. For sale, a 1946 Radio Photofax Manual. Photos and schematics of all the classic radios of the 30s and 40s, plus phonos, intercoms, car radios, etc. Weighs a massive 12 pounds. I paid $45, or I will sell for best offer. Contact Lenny Goldberg, and his address is 343 East Main, Ashland, Oregon. Zip code is 97520, and his phone number is area code 503-488-0066. In the wanted column, a Hallicrafters panoramic receiver, model S-35. Contact Peter Del Corobro, I believe is the pronunciation. Last name is Corobbo, at 18650 Marshfield Avenue in Homewood, Illinois. The zip code is 60430, or you can call them at area code 312-799-7835, or make that 37, that's his home phone number, or you can call him at work at area code 312-353-1318. Under the for sale category, tuning dials, which, with a slight modification, can be used with the SM2. Price is $5. Contact Dave Schmidt at 42 Chelwyne, C-H-E-L-W-Y-N-N-E Road, Castle Hills, Newcastle, Delaware, 19720. Also, a note from Dick Truax. Dick is going to be going to the Dayton Hamfest, and he will be looking, willing to look for and get equipment for you if you make arrangements for him. You can contact him at the address and the phone number which we gave previous. So if there's something at the Dayton Hamfest which you are looking for, you can contact Dick for getting that information or that particular item. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have three editions of AM Switch to cover today, and we'll start with edition number 172. Under call letter changes on 8:30, the news station in Cibolo, Texas will be KWRP. On 1010 WCBF, Sefner, Tampa, Florida, the station is currently silent, by the way, will be shortly returning to the air with the new call WQYK. On 1070 WSRG, Elkton, Kentucky, changes to WOAM. 1140 KMUV, Conroe, Texas, becomes KPHD. On 1300 WOSC, Fulton, New York, changes to WZZZ. 1400 WBLQ, Erie, Pennsylvania, changes to WLKK. 1410 KFMS, Las Vegas, Nevada, will become KRAM. And on 1480 KCHL, San Antonio, Texas, changes to KMMX. Applications for new stations include 670 in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, 700 in Cassetta, Georgia, 960 in Santa Maria, California. That is going to be synchronous with KNEZ, Lompoc, California, and on 10:30, Fort Pierce, Florida. Applications from existing facilities, a couple of interest on 1160 WMVI, Mechanicville, New York, wants to change their city of license to Clifton Knowles, New York, install a night power of 50,000 watts. On 1180 KGOL, Humble, Texas, wants to change their night power to 4,700 watts and change their city of license to Humble-South Houston. In otherness, on 830 WADU, Narco, Louisiana, this news station is on the air. And on 1480 KAAR, Vancouver, Washington, a long silent station has now finally been sold and should return to the air soon. Now moving on to edition number 173, call letter changes on 1090, news station in Oakhurst, California, will be KTNS. On 1280, WQZN, Gardner, Maine, goes back to an old set of calls, WABK. 1340, KALY, El Paso, Texas, becomes KVIV. On 1450, KKPW, Tucson, Arizona, changes to KFXX. And on 1540, a non-change, KZNS in Soquel, California, had applied to change to KMBY. They have now had that change set aside. KMBY was never used, and they remain KZNS. Applications for new stations, one on 610 in Patillas, Puerto Rico, 1000-day, 500-night U4. Two new stations have been granted on 1530 in Yucaipa, California, 50,000 watts D3, and on 1550, Apple Valley, California, 800 watts D1. One application highlight on 1530, KGTN, Georgetown, Texas. They'd like to change their city of license to Creedmoor, Texas, raise their power to 35,000 watts. Down into otherness on 1000 WLNL, Horseheads, New York. This new station is now on the air. On 1080 WECA, Marietta, Georgia, silent station, back on the air. 1140 KPHD, Conroe, Texas, silent station is expected back on the air shortly with an information format and the new calls, which we mentioned a few minutes ago. 1220 WXRA, North Syracuse, New York. They are presently operating with 580 watts while their new DA antenna is being installed, and they expect to move to 1200 kilohertz sometime in April. On 1260 KTEE, Idaho Falls, Idaho, silent station, back on the air. 1290 WNBN, Meridian, Mississippi, new station on the air. 1380 WSFL, New Bern, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. And the rest of these are silent stations which have returned to the air also. They include on 1430 WOIR, Homestead, Florida, and WEMG, Knoxville, Tennessee. On 1440, WBCM, Bay City, Michigan. And on 1540, KDYN, Ozark, Arkansas. And finally, on 1550, application for a new station in San Jacinto, California. That application has been dismissed in the same action that granted the new station in Apple Valley, California, that we mentioned at the top of this page. On to edition number 174, and the final one for this edition of the DX Audio Service, a number of call letter changes. And starting with a couple of Canadians, on 790 CKMW, Brampton, Ontario, changes to CIAO. And on 960 CFTJ, Cambridge, Ontario, changes to CIAM. 970 WTKN, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, goes back to their original call of many, many years, WWSW. On 1010, KLRA, Little Rock, Arkansas, changes to KHLT. 1190 WBUG, Hughesville, Pennsylvania, will be WELX. 1240 WGBB, Freeport, New York, goes to WBAB, a call long used by another station on Long Island. And on 1290, WMKM, Houghton Lake, Michigan, changes back to an old call, WHGR. 1340, KCKM, Kansas City, Kansas, becomes KFKF. On 1430, WKZN Madison, Tennessee becomes WWRB. 1480, KOSP Mission, Kansas changes back to a former call of KBEA. As a matter of fact, that's not even a call change. KOSP was requested, but never used and set aside, so essentially the station remains with KBEA. And the same thing happens on 1600, sort of. WCPK, Chesapeake, Virginia, requested WJQI. Then they had that request set aside, and now they have asked for it again. So WCPK may actually eventually become WJQI. As a matter of fact, we believe that change has already been made. One application for a new station on 1160 Jacksonville, Florida, 250 watts day and night. This station, if granted, would be synchronous with WJVR Callahan, Florida. One new station granted on 1330 in Hendersonville, Tennessee, 700 day, 500 night. The antenna is U4. Application highlights from existing stations on 890 KPTO, Citrus Heights, California, would like to change its city of license to Slow House, California. On 1520 WGNB, Seminole, Florida, would like to drop the night power from their full-time CP and go back to being a D1 station. And on 1570, KTGE Salinas, California, wants to add 500 watts at night. A couple otherness highlights on 710, CHYR Leamington, Ontario, has now officially dropped their 730 night operation. Probably most people are familiar with this. It was a real oddity in the world of AM broadcasting. The station was on 710 daytime, then switched to 730 nighttime. With the new Canadian-American agreements, they were allowed to go full-time on 710, and so 730 is a thing of the past, and a little bit of radio history is gone. Hopefully you had a chance to at least hear that operation and possibly verify it, because, like we said, it was unique. On 1030 KKJC, Blue Springs, Missouri, this station is silent, pending a sale, expected to return in the month of April. And on 1360 KBUK, Baytown, Texas, this station is silent, but some unmodulated carrier testing is being heard from time to time. So evidently they're still keeping things warm, keeping the dust out of the transmitter. You might also expect to see that return soon. And that, my DX friends, will do it for another edition of AM Switch. This is Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month with more from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Channel 7 Cheer Radio, fine-tuning time.
Cheer Radio must pause for pattern and frequency change. Allow at least 10 seconds of silence for the necessary technical adjustments. Now move your dial to 7:30 and wait for this sound to return.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And the voice of Lou Thomasy doing the frequency change of CHYR to CHIR on 730. Sound we won't be hearing much of in the future. Now, let's have a trivia question for Mr. John Bowker. And John, could I please beg you for a good trivia question on this edition of the DX Audio Service, please?
Well, all right, Fred. Now, look, you're sure you really want to go through with this after last month, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You see, I had a little problem last month because several times on the DX audio service over the past, it's been quite a while, hasn't it? I mentioned that looking out of the bedroom where my wife and I stay with our son out in Valparaiso, Indiana, we look at those two towers for WNDZ at 750 on the dial. Now, there, they ID as an Indiana station, and they're at 750 on the dial, but see, they weren't on the air that long ago. That's why partway through the trivia quiz last week, it occurred to me, oh my goodness, I better say, hey, let's set the clock back a year. And we're going to do the same, so if it's okay with you guys, and you know, I was just afraid that if we try to bring the trivia stuff right up to the minute, we're apt to get into some trick questions because, you know, like a station will go on the air in Greenwood, Mississippi last week, and it'll throw the whole question out of whack or something like that. However, if you're ready to go, here's our trivia question for this month on the DX Audio Service, Fred. The question is very, very simple. Are there any states east of the Mississippi that have no licensed 50 kilowatt AM broadcast stations? Now, if by any chance you feel the answer is yes, then the question is first, how many are there? You can take a wild guess at that if you want, anything from 0 to about 30. And then if you've decided, well, there are a few, fine, what are those states? That's the trivia question for this month, Fred.
Cheer Radio, fine-tuning time.
Cheer Radio must pause for pattern and frequency change. Allow at least 10 seconds for the necessary technical adjustments. Now move your dial to 7:30 and wait for this sound to return. This is Channel 7 Cheer Radio, C-H-I-R, Leamington.
Cheer Premier, Channel 7 Souvenir.
C-H-E-E-R 7.
Well, from CHYR all the way back here to Lima, Ohio, in our studios of the DX Audio Service, I'd like to invite back in John Bowker with a look at the travelogue. John, how about a travelogue for this edition?
Well, okay, Fred. Hello again, everybody. Say one thing. Back when we were on the trivia, Fred, I meant to at least give counsel on the two questions you left with me last month. You asked, what were the earlier call signs of WHN? What was it before it was WHN? And that's a trick question, you son of a gun, because the real answer is WMGM, Call Letter of the Stars. They used to have people come on and say, "Hi, I'm Duke Wayne. I'm delighted to be able to talk to you over the Call Letters of the Stars, WMGM." And did they have FM? I forget. New York. And they had the girls, they had all the artists and the actresses. That was a lot of fun. Prior to WMGM, it was known as WHN. And in 1926, in December, my log shows WHN in New York. And then I look at Detroit, and I look up WXYT, and the prior call there is WXYZ. And I look at December 1926, and it says WXYZ. So then I go back to my WHA memorial record. I don't know if anybody here in the DX Audio Service has ever heard that WHA album. Maybe we should get the dust off that sometime, that tells the story of America's first broadcast station. Somewhat in doubt, but nonetheless. And in it, among other things, or in the jacket or somewhere and associated with it, maybe it was when I was in Madison, I talked to people, they refer to W8XR. And that may very well have been WXYZ's prior call, shall we say. The X meaning experimental, back before the FRC or whatever it was actually licensing stations. So in both cases, Fred, I've given you the total, complete, and official answer. Now, you want to tell us the truth?
No, I'll just do like Ollie North does and invoke the fifth.
Okay. All right. Let's go on with the travelogue. We're going to start with 1270 on the dial this time. And we've had so many people contribute. Do you know, just this very evening, I spent about 2.5 hours going over a tape that Ron Clark had sent me in some months ago. And you know, I'm just getting to so many of them, and it is terrific. And you're going to hear the results of an awful lot of people contributing to the DX Audio Service. And as a matter of fact, Ron, let me see, 1270, 1280, 1290. Seems like there were one or two that you contributed right in already this evening. So thanks again very much to you, sir, and to everyone else who has sent us some tapes. But enough of that. Let's go on with the March 1988 DX Audio Service 1270 tape.
You're listening to WDLA Walton.
The Weekly Country Music Countdown.
Welcome back for Hour 3 and the Top 10 Country Songs of the Week as they're reported by Radio and Records Magazine.
This is KNDI in Honolulu, Hawaii, USA, the broadcast house of the Pacific.
This is Walter Cronkite speaking for the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Hello, Detroit.
Detroit, your handyman Glenn Hagee here, inviting you to be a part of the Ask the Handyman show every Saturday and Sunday from 9 till noon by dialing 559-1270 with your home fix-up question. Each Saturday and Sunday from 9 till noon, I'll take your calls on any home fix-up question from painting to plumbing. So be a part of the Handyman show every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. till noon on AM 1270 WXYT Detroit.
This is WXYZ, AM and FM Detroit, the most honored call letters in Mid-America.
It's a good time for the good sound of Detroit. And on WXYZ, the Joel Sebastian Show.
Well, we're down to the wire, Detroit baby. Here we go. 4 years of memories in 4 hours.
You're hearing me.
I hear you.
Everything's on WXYZ.
31 WXYZ degrees. Chance of a lot of snow tonight.
To your health. Brought to you by St. Mary Medical Center and WWCA. Gary, I'm Lyle Dean.
WWCA, Gary.
And now time for services from the New Friendship Baptist.
This is the Cumberland Broadcasting Company, WCBC, 1270 News Radio, Cumberland, Maryland.
WHLD, Niagara Falls.
Fair and 74 at KUSN, the weather a feature of the American National Bank with yet another first for St. Joseph.
Radio 1270, WXYZ Detroit.
Rose, it's the WXYZ weekend. Gotta grab the day, gotta grab the day, gotta get away, gotta make it stay while we can. There's walls that wait for climbing.
Now, I have to interrupt the tape here for a moment because you have just heard the saddest moment in my entire career of recording station IDs. There are two instances pretty well tied. What you just heard was the WXYZ weekend jingle package from about 1978, 79 perhaps. And I ran out of tape. And I just couldn't believe that I had done such a stupid, stupid thing. What had happened, my wife and I were traveling from Valparaiso, where we had visited our son for the first time and his new wife, and we had to be back in northern Vermont by night, the end of night. You know, we were going to sleep in northern Vermont. And we parked at the Ann Arbor University of Michigan Hospital parking lot with all of our tape recorders going to catch all the Detroit and Ann Arbor stations, and we did. And on that one, the best of, by far of any of the WXYZ breaks, I ran out of cassette tape. Boy, did I learn a lesson. The other lesson I learned was just this past Christmas. I had permission from the airline captain to tape record anything below 1500 a.m. on the dial. He didn't want me to go above 1500 for some technical reasons, back in the cabin. And I tape recorded a wonderful singing ID of WGH. In Norfolk, Virginia. And when I got home, I found it hadn't recorded at all because I had the machine in the pause position. You know what I mean? Oh, dear. Let's go back and we'll just pick up the very last part of that same WXYZ jingle. But the answer is don't try to conserve tape. Make sure you got enough tape going. Let's go back now. We're still in the middle of the 1270 tape.
I'm Dick Lewis with First Person News from WTSN, Dover. WLBR, WLBR FM from Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
WILE Radio, AM FM in Cambridge, Ohio.
And it's fair and 74 at KUSN St. Joseph.
1270 WIK in Newport, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, it's time for the
Voice of the Ohio River Valley, WORX and WORX-FM in Madison, Indiana.
WDVL and WDVL-FM for Vineland and vicinity.
Presently in Tidewater, the temperature 61 WTI degrees.
WTIT.
This is all yours, Rod.
WNOG, Naples.
CBS News, I'm Rob Armstrong.
This is Information Radio, WCMR, Elkhart.
Mutual News. The Israeli government today said the first meeting.
WSPR. Well, that's quite a tape. Oh, dear. A couple of that. I love that fellow with the double tonsils. There's one ID that I have that I taped myself in California last June, and I simply have not found the moment to put it onto the Master DX tape, so I'll put it on right here. Here we go. And listen to the temperature, the fellow says, and pity me.
You're listening to KNWZ Palm Desert. Our time is 3 o'clock. Our temperature, 104 degrees.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Did I cut him off too soon? Wait a minute.
Time for NBC News.
Oh, yeah.
NBC News. I'm Mike Moss.
Okay, Mike. Sorry about that. That's the 1270 tape. Let's go right on with the 1280 tape on the DX audio service.
You're tuned to listener-supported Family Radio.
This is KFRN. Long Beach, Los Angeles.
This is your news leader, 1280 WKST, Newcastle.
PennDOT snow crews are still out snow plowing. Good afternoon. I'm Kim Alasir with WKST News.
Proud of the city and Northwest Ohio, WONW Defiance.
Fires in West Defy.
From the cities of the world champion twins, this is KSNE Minneapolis St. Paul. It's 11 o'clock.
December 7th is the day the two leaders of the biggest nuclear superpowers sit down to hash over their disagreements. I'm Bill Polish on the Satellite News Network.
Stick around now. We're going into mutual news, but we will be back with a lot more polka music right up until 1:30, your polka show with the Clares.
Good friends, good music. WONW Defiance.
No survivors found in crash of jumbo jet. Mutual News, I'm Kurt Henson in Washington.
Evansville Radio, WGBF with over $2,000 worth of best albums in the tri-state. All going to be given away in one excited holiday free-for-all during 1280 month. From AM 1280, WGBF. I know it's late.
WGBF, Evansville Radio.
Another state may clash with Kentucky over jurisdiction of the Ohio River.
That's the latest news. I'm Warren Dean for American Contemporary Radio. A service of ABC News. WEIM Fitchburg, AM 1280, a night quality group station where the views and opinions expressed on the following program do not necessarily constitute the views and opinions of this station, its staff, management, or sponsor.
WBRX, Berwick, non-stop music.
Good afternoon. You're with Happy Day Radio, WSUX in Seaford.
This is WH3R, Hanover. It's 1 o'clock.
Présenté par CJMS et la Banque de Montréal avec Éco Vedette.
Les nouvelles de Radio Mutuelle dans un moment avec Jacques André.
This is 1280 Radio in Phoenix, KGB.
Here are the Guess Who from 1280 CJJD. She's
W-A-P-O in New York, 1280.
afternoon from News Radio 1280 WPXN in Rochester.
News Talk 1280 WGSO Radio, New Orleans. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and we'll continue our conversation about life in general following the news from ABC coming up inexorably, unstoppably, and probably kind of loud.
You're spending a Monitor Weekend with the voice of NBC in Rochester, New York. From Broadcast Center, 1280 on the dial, this is WROC Radio.
Keeping you in touch, we're 1280, WIPC, Lake Wales.
A skyjacking reported in Rome. A man is holding a KLM jetliner with 91 on board.
WJAY Mullins, the Mullins and Marion Broadcasting Company. It's 525.
Yeah, 1280. There you go, Ron. I knew there was one on there from you. Indeed. And we had one from, let's see, Joe Sorensen out there in Minneapolis. And Larry Hart and Mark Marino out in the West contributed some to that. And I contributed a few. And I'm sure I've skipped a whole bunch of people who contributed to both 1270 and 1280. But we'll have to give a whole rundown of everybody that I've heard from here in the not-too-very-distant future. Next is 1290 kilohertz on the DX audio service.
You're listening to WICE Providence, where WICE Week begins Monday, August 30th.
WWSA Savannah, WCHY Savannah.
Sunshine and warm and humid weather. Hokesson has 52 and we're stuck at 51 right here in Wilmington as our music continues following the lunch hour. Not too hard, not too soft, just right. Bright 99.5 WJBR FM and AM Wilmington.
The winning check begins Monday at 7:15 a.m. on WNBF 1290.
Start with you on Rock, Roll, and Remember with our special artist profile.
Hits in countdown form from number 40 to number 1. On AM Stereo 1290 WFBG, Altoona's first choice for music.
Oh, yeah.
WHIO 1290 on your dial in Dayton, your kind of radio.
Ocean on 1290 WHIO. There'll be sad songs. Good morning, Mike Patterson along with you. It's 43 degrees right now. And don't forget, tonight at 8:10 p.m., game number 2 of the World Series, only on 1290 WHIO. It's 44 degrees at 6:59.
The Miami Valley's weather and news leader, AM 1290 WHIO Dayton Springfield. Depend on it.
GE names its price. Good morning, I'm David Appleton.
This is WGLI Babylon.
It's 1290, your radio station.
WGLI and Mike Douglas.
From the heart of the Northland, this is WHGR WJGSFM Houghton Lake, tip-off town, USA.
1290 HGR.
WKNE Keene, Radio 1290. CBS News is next at 11 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Reed Collins.
News and music. We've always been here. We always will be. We are WTMC.
Ocala.
You're listening to WTUX, Radio 129 in Wilmington, the station with a unique sound in radio listening.
And it's 10:30.
Woman, the son of Raymond LaVerve and his orchestra, bringing us back into music from WHKY, Hickory, North Carolina.
This is WAGE 1290 Radio, Leesburg, Virginia, with 15 years of service for Loudoun County.
Gilroy, 1290 on your dial.
Pause for a station break. This is Red Sox Baseball.
And this is WKNE and WKNE-FM in Keene, New Hampshire. The time is 1 and 55 seconds after the hour of 4, and in 2 seconds it will be 2 minutes after the hour of 4, which is right now.
At this time, WOMP-AM leaves the air for another day of broadcasting. WOMP-AM operates at 1290 on your radio dial with 1,000 watts. WOMP is owned and operated by TR Incorporated of Zanesville, Ohio, with studios on Route 214, Blair, Ohio. General Manager of WOMP, Mr. Robert Andre.
Morning here in Oak Ridge by radio station WATO.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill.
Okay, good luck. And thank you for joining us on 1290 today. At your radio station, WMBF, Binghamton, New York, it's 11:30.
WCCC, Greater Hartford.
Exclusively on WNIL, by Majerik's Book and Camera Shop, 312 East Main Street, downtown Niles.
Number ones for country fun, WNRS Saline, the mighty 1290, and Stereo 103, WNRZ Ann Arbor.
I want you to love me.
Super 129, CJBK.
The Swamped Up, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. on WSBL Sanford.
Well, yes, that's WSBL in Sanford, South Carolina, North Carolina, North Carolina. Of course it's North Carolina. And when Ron Clark sent that in, he said, that may not be good enough for the DX audio service. I guess that's probably right, Ron. But I wanted to hear what it would sound like, so there you have it. And it's good to at least know that it's there and give us a target to shoot for. Now, next month, we're going to go into 1300, and we'll go on three frequencies, 1300, 1310, 1320, I expect. If there is time, considering that it's the April Fool's edition of the DX audio service. But among other things, if we do get to the 1300 tape, and that's the first one we'll be shooting for, I'm going to play you a break where the time signal through the announcer is in the middle of a phrase, he's obviously a little bit new on the station, and the time signal is a little different from many time signals, but you hear him go, and now the time is, and you hear the time signal, he goes, 1 o'clock. Well, as I remember it, you'll hear it all right here on the DX Audio Service next month on April for 1988. Okay, Fred?
1360 WSAI Cincinnati.
Well, we probably should have saved that tape for the 1360 travel log, shouldn't we, John? Oh, dear, we get a little ahead of ourselves, don't we? Anyways, I'd like to spend a couple moments on the remainder of this side talking about the Superloop 900, that's MWL 900N, which is currently being released for sale. And here's where it stands as of today. The antenna, the final draft of the antenna, was sent up to Mike at headquarters for his approval and for sale, and also is in the process of being sent then to John Bowker for review. And both Mike and John are going to put it through its paces and give a very impartial review of the antenna and how it performs. Now, there are going to be 25 units which are going to be available for sale immediately, and those antennas are going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, and after the initial 25 are produced and sold, we'll then make a determination whether or not to keep producing those antennas. Now, the antenna also is ordered with options by the buyer. Those options include an RF control and also the stand, whether it be oak or walnut, depending upon the preference of the user. There's also a professional version, which we're going to be holding off for a while on. That antenna costs a lot more than the novice edition, but it's a lot bigger antenna. The element itself is approximately 28 inches long, so it's a beast, needless to say. But the it doesn't mean that the novice version is not a good antenna. What I'd like to do at this time is give you some examples of how it works here in Lima. Now, as most of you know, we have two stations here in Lima. One is on 940 and the other is on 1150. Now, here is what 940 does to the frequency of 950. Now, the receiver that I'm using is the Sony 2010 in the wideband mode. And then just after I start the air check, you'll hear it go to the narrowband mode. So here is 950.
In an action that is bound to be controversial, tales from Ellen Sherchak of CBS radio station KCBS.
Railroad officials no longer have the right.
Now, you're probably wondering what station on 950 is that making all its way all the way down to Lima and cutting through WCIT. Well, it is.
It's 6 after 5, and we're here to keep you informed.
No longer.
I'm Byron McGregor, and it's good to be with you on a snowy one. I'm Tom McNamara, News Radio 95.
Weather Command 4.
News Radio 95 is WWJ in Detroit, Michigan. Now, as I swing the antenna around out of the WCIT null, here is what 950 usually sounds like.
If you're planning on doing any traveling,
now I'll swing the antenna around toward WCIT and punch up 940.
The Greater Lima Downtown Association heard from Lima School Superintendent.
Meanwhile,
Dr.
on 1140, adjacent to 1150 WIMA, this was caught. And that's WAWK, which was quite a surprise even for myself. That's the first time I've ever heard that station here. Anyways, there's a little example of how the loop works. You can null out your local station and then be able to pick up stations on the adjacent frequency that you may have not heard ever before. And in some cases, you can even null out your local enough to hear something through them at the same time, as is the case with 940. I have heard some other stations through WCIT while they're on the air. So, a little information about the Super Loop.
You're tuned to Evening Edition. News, conversation, and analysis. From the 1-2-1 spot on your AM dial, Evening Edition continues in 60 seconds on WCAU Radio 121 and WCAU-FM Philadelphia.
More of the DX audio service for March 1988 on side 2 of this cassette.
Now, WITG 990 Philadelphia.